Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. How exciting is this? The parasha is Balak. And there's so many interesting things to learn about this parasha. Here we're going to talk about one nekuda, halachic nekuda. It says, V'atalachana aralias amazeh, curse this nation. In Dvarim it says, Lo yavu amoni mo'vi b'kal Hashem. Why not? Because Asher sachar alechaz bilam ben bo'or. V'psoram na'raim l'kal alecha. Curse this nation, and Taka, because they curse us, they're not allowed in. They're not allowed to marry in. So we're going to be learning some Torah from the Risha Rav Hagoyin, or Baron Levin Zechet Sadik Levrocha. His son was a professor in Yeshiva University, Professor Isaac Yitzchak Lewin. His grandson, famous lawyer in Washington, Natty Lewin. Chashev family, but the grandfather of Aaron Zechet Tzadik B'Kodesh Levracha was mamish a leader and a gaon, and it's a privilege to learn his writings. The Gemara in Brachos and Av Chochesam and Aleph says, Bo b'yom ba Yehuda ger amoni lefenei mevei smeder shamar lehem ma'ani lava b'kol. On that day Yehuda, an Ammonite ger, came before them in the Beis Medrash, and he says, am I allowed to enter into the community? Am I allowed to marry in? Rav Gamliel asurah telava b'kol. Rav Gamliel says, you're not allowed to enter the community. Rav Yeshua said, mutra telava b'kol. No, you're allowed to enter the community. So Rav Gamliel said, aye, what do you mean? He says, lo yavu amoni mo'avi b'kal Hashem. He's an Ammonite. How can he be b'kol? How can he marry in? Rav Yeshua said, well, you think Ammon and Moab are still in the same place? Sancheriv came and he made a ganze gemishichts. He was mevalbel, he mixed everything up. So we don't know who's who anymore. It's mevalbel kol ha'umos. The kol de parish me ruba parish. So anybody who's separated from the rov, he comes from the rov. The rov are not Ammon and Moab. And memele he can be baba kol. So we have to understand. What was Rav Gamliel thinking? He asked Rabbi Yeshua from an explicit pasuk. Vus, Rabbi Yeshua weiß nicht die pasuk. Yeshua doesn't know the pasuk. Of course, Rabbi Yeshua knows the pasuk. So the Rabbi Gamliel attacking him with the pasuk. Of course, he knows the pasuk. So what's he thinking? Taisus yomtiv in yadayim perak dalad mishnah dalad was medaktik. This kasha. So al pidargo shela taisus yomtiv, we can say as follows, based on the Shara Melech in the 15th parak of Isurei Bia. We made the following chakira. We hold Mamzer Vadai Huda Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem, but Mamzer Suffolk is allowed to be Bo B'Kal Hashem. Why? Because it says Kahal twice, one to be Mati or a Mamzer B'Shtuki, and one to be Mati or a Shtuki B'Yisrael. So if you have a Mamzer, is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry Yisrael. Kedusha 9 Gimel. Now is the din like this? Frek the Shara Melech. Bishar psulei kol, like an Ammoni Moavi, that only Ammoni Moavi vadehu delo yavo b'kal Hashem, but suffik yavo. Or maybe no, we're only matir at only b'mamzir we're matir a suffik, but bishar psulei kol we're not matir a suffik. So shaila is, are we matir a suffik Ammoni Moavi lova b'kal Hashem, like we are a mamzir or not? So the Shara Melech, he was a Goyin, but he also learned the Sechas Brachas. Goyin can learn Brachas. So he's Medayik from the Gemara, Brachas Chav Ches. They were mad to Yehuda Ger Amoni, Lava B'Kol. Why? Because Sancheirav was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos. V'chol de Parish Meruba Parish. So what do we need the reason of Kol de Parish Meruba Parish? Say better. Since Sancheirav was mevalbel kol ha'umos, he's not an amoni vada, he's an amoni suffik, and mutter lovo b'kol, like a suffik mamzer that's mutter. Ela vadai, only by mamzer we said mamzer vadu lovo a suffik mamzer yavo, but not b'sharp sulei kol. And therefore, if it was stam a suffik a shakol, this suffik amoni would be aser. And therefore we needed to come on to the reason of called the parish, meruba parish. So So Shara Melech is medayik from our Gemara that a Sufik, Ammoni and Moabi are not allowed to be Bobikal. Why? Because the Gemara says, Vada about a Mamzer. Vada lo yavo, but Sufik yavo about a Mamzer. About Ammoni and Moabi, it doesn't tell us. But the Gemara in Brachas says that they were only Matir Yehuda Ammoni, how it's called a Parish Meruba Parish. And not because Sufik yavo Bikal, not because the Sufik Ammoni is allowed to be Bobikal. We see that that reason doesn't work. However, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tavkuf Samach Aleph, he was Doicha this Raya, that really we can say that a Safek Ammoni is Mutter, like a Safek Mamzer. And that the Gemara had to come on to the reason of called the parish Meruba parish, and it wasn't enough to say that it's a Safek Ashakul, and therefore it's Mutar al Safek Ashakul. That's going to be Zikva Yisura. Zikva Yisura means there's a Kviya Sisur here. Kviya Sisur means, like in the Gemara, that there's a case where you're not sure if a piece of meat is fat or it's Shuman or it's Chalev. It's Mutar Shuman or Asur Chalev, this piece of fat. That's loak by surah. Or you have two pieces of fat. One is shuman, one is chel, and you don't know which is which. That's ikbi surah. So here also, it's ikbi surah. You know they're not moaning and wavin walking around. So here it's ikbi surah. And ikbi surah, Safek Hashakol would not be Mutter. And therefore the Gemara had to come on to the reason of called the Parish, Meruba Parish. Wouldn't be a case of Kviyos Isser. Then what would we say? We would say it could be Mekel. But since it's Kviyos Isser, there are a lot of forbidden ammonium walking around. There's Kviyas Isser. So therefore, what do we say? We have to come on to Rov. But if it wouldn't be Kviyas, if it wouldn't be Kviyas, it could be Surah. And then we just had a suffix about somebody, whether he's an ammoni or not. Then what would be the din? Then the din would be that he'd be Mutter. Because you can be Matir a Suffolk Ammoni. But here, we know there's Ikbi Surah. All around there's a Kviya Sisur. So therefore you can be Matir. Unless you come on to Rov. To come on to call the Parish Meruba Parish. But if not for Kviya Sisur, there wouldn't be around here a Kviya Sisur. Then you would say you are called a parish miru. Then you would say you as a suffix is enough. And the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph Perik Beis, he's mefalpel. Whether suffix mamzer beik be surah zaser. When he was miyashev, the kash of the mefarshim on the Rambam. Rambam holds called Sfeikas Mutar Min HaTorah. Then why does the Torah have to be Matir Sufik Mamzer? Why don't you say Pashit that all Sfeikas are Mutar? Because according to the Rambam, that the Torah is Matir Sufik Mamzer is to tell us that even Big Beisura, that even if you know that there's a Vane Mamzer here, you know there's a Vadai, and you're not sure if he's the Mamzer or not, but you know there's a Vadai here. So in such an instance, you're still Matir. Even Big Beisura. You have two kids, and one of them you know is a Mamzer, one isn't, but you don't know which is which. That's Ik Beisura. The Chiddush is that even Ik Beisura, you're Matir Sabik Mamzer. But Bishar Sveikas, Ik Beisura Zasir. Ein Sham in the Shmaitza. We had a shear in this, probably a few. Over the years, we've had a lot. B'siyata d'shmaya. I would give more. but I don't know how many people are listening to them. So from this we learn that this shaila of whether Suffolk Mamzer Bikbi Surah is Talui is Asr is Talui in the shaila if all Sfekas are Mutter Minat Torah or not. If we hold that all Sfekas are Mutter Minat Torah, so then we're going to say that if Ikbi Surah Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. The Pasuk is coming to tell us, anyway, Sfekas are Mutter. So why do I need a Pasuk to be Matir or Suffolk Mamzer to tell us even if Ikbi Surah? Even if it's Ikbay Surah, the Mamzer Suffolk is Mutter. Even if you know that there's a Mamzer here, you're not sure if he's the guy, it's still going to be Mutter. Because that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. It can't be coming to teach us a regular Suffolk, because anyway, Sfekas are Mutter. But if we say that Sfekas are Asur Minat Torah, so we could say that the Pasuk is only coming to be Matir, a regular Suffolk Mamzer, because normally Sfekas are Asur. And this pasuk is telling us a chiddush, the fishitas harashba, the aran, beod, that even a suffik mamzer is mutter. Normally, sfekas are usser. Come hashem on the pasuk, suffik mamzer is mutter. But it tells about ikbi sura now, because you're always going up one level. According to the Rambam, sfekas are mutter. So what do you need the pasuk for to be matir on suffik mamzer, even if ikbi sura? And according to the Rashba, no, sfekas are usser. So what do you need the pasuk for to be matir a suffik mamzer? As a sheila shelanu, about a suffik mamzer is talui in whether it's fake the rights of the chumra lekulam and atarah. Nachnu soadim tzadik hadal. According to this, also the inyan whether a suffik amoni beikbi isura is going to be mutter is talui in this shaila. If fake is our mutter min atarah. And a suffik mamzer is mutter afilu bikbi sura. So let's say the same thing about a suffik amoni, mutter afilu bikbi sura. And according to that, even without the reason of kol the parish meruba parish, we could be matir and amoni bizman hazeh. Because since Sanhedrin was mevabel kol haumos, there is no amoni vadai. They're all amoni suffiks. And Suffolk Amoni is Mutter, like a Suffolk Mans, or even Bikbi Sura. But if we say that Sfekas are Asur Menat Torah, then a Suffolk Mamzer Bikbi Sura is going to be Asur, like we said. Because we said, if you hold Sfekas are Asur Menat Torah, then what's supposed to be Matir or Suffolk Mamzer for? To be Matir or Suffolk Mamzer, not the special Chiddush of even Ikbi Sura. And therefore, if it's Ikbi Sura, you're talking not Matir. That's a stronger suffix, you're not matir. And that means a suffix amoni will also not be mutter. And according to that, you have to come on to call the parish meruba parish. So now, nachon chuzim lagmara. The Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua are arguing goof about this nekuda. Yehudi ger amalaiki came. And they're arguing in this sheet of the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Sfekas are mutter or not. Now, it's Rabbi Gamliel knows that Sancher was mevabel the Yumos. And we don't have an Amoni Vadai, we all have them, all we have is Amoni Suffolk. But he thought it's a Suffolk Ashokel. Because he didn't know yet that we're going to say called the Parish Meruba Parish. And therefore he thought that this Amoni, who's coming to ask if he's mutter lava bakal, is coming to ask if a Suffolk Amoni is mutter. Since he was a Suffolk, a Sabcher was revival of the Yumos, his mutter, like a Suffolk Mamzer. And Rabbi Gamliel held that he's Usser, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that Sfekas are Usser Minat Torah, like the Rashba and those who argue with the Rambam. And therefore, a Suffolk Mamzer is only going to be mutter when Lo Ikbi Surah, but Ikbi Surah is going to be Usser, and Mela Moni Bizman Hazeh. That's a Suffolk Ikbi Surah. Because wherever you go, you can assume that there are Ammonites around, so it's going to be Surah. So he's going to be Usser. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, you're not allowed to be Babakal. But Rabbi Yeshua already holds that call us Sfekas, we're going to say, or Mutter Menatar, like the Rambam. And if so, Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, even if it could be Surah, because the Pasuk is coming to teach you, even if it could be Surah. And therefore, a Sabbath Gamon is also going to be Motu Afilu Bisura, and therefore he was not there. And according to this, we can say that the Rebbe Lamas Rebbe Yoshua, it says, Lo Yaboyam Ani Begobo Ani Begal Hashem. What he wanted to be Merami's name was, Nachon, he's a Sefik Amoni, but there's still an Isser. He's still Begeder Usser. It could be Sura. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, Sancher was Mevabal Umos. V'chol de parish me ruba parish. In other words, it's good. Maybe you don't like my heter stam of Sefik Amoni, because you hold Sefik as a Usser and a Torah, and it's Ikbi Sura, and therefore it's not Mutter. But there's Nachatzad Lahatir. Call the parish me ruba parish. That's what's called a Galitzianish or Pilpul. For those who like Galitzianish or Pilpuls. And then we can sweeten this even more based on what we learned in a shir that we gave just today from the Sefer Birkas Aaron. This is a drash for you and Ala Torah. But this is Sefer Birkas Aaron, Maimer Reshit Zayin on Brachas, also by Agon Rav Aaron Levine, the Risha Rav. That if we say that a mute doesn't have to be molded to the rov, that's because all rovs are mitara selfik and amitara svada. We had a shiloh when you have machlekes in the basin. Does the mute have to agree with the rov? And we said it's totally. If a rov is midin vadai, then the mute has to be molded at the end of the das harov. And if my rov is midin selfik, then the miyut doesn't have to be modeled das harov. And we also said that who holds that rov is mitaras safik and amitaras vadai? Those who argue with the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that all sfekas are mutter. So what does the Gemara need to come on to Rob for? To tell you that Rob is midin vada. But those are the Rashban, those who argue with the Rambam old, that sfekas are usser. So what is it we need to, what do we need to tell you that you have to follow the Rob? You're following the Rob, but only midin sufek, like we said, you go up one level. So according to those who argue with the Rambam, Rob is mitara sufek. But if you said that, then the miyud has to agree with the Rob, because Rob is mitara svadai, that's like the Rambam, that Sfekas are Mutter Min HaTorah. So Sufik is Mutter Min HaTorah, so why does the Gemara have to say you follow a robe anyway? It's Mutter Al Sufik. The answer is to tell you a Chiddush, that even though it's Mutter Al Sufik, but that's only Midin Mitarah Sufik. Now it's telling you that it's Mutter B'Torah Svandai when you follow the robe. That's Shittas HaRambam. And if it's Torah Svandai, then the Miyut has to agree with the robe. And there in that Shir we said that Rabbi Yoshua, well, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Chazer Midaito, when he agreed with Rabbi Gamliel, that Tfilas Arvis is Chova. Why? When he saw the Rove was against him, was with Rabbi Gamliel, that it's a Chova. Because he holds that the Miyud has to be Mevatel Daito, Lahoris La Rove. And Memela, Rabbi Yoshua holds like the Rambam, that Svegas are Mutum and HaTorah. And since he holds that Svegas are Mutum and HaTorah, we can say that that's why immediately it was Matthew Yehuda Geramoni Lava Bakal. Because the Shita says Svegas are Mutu Lava Bakal. Sabik Mams is Mutu Lava Bakal of Filipik Bisura. And even Sabik Amoni is Mutu Lava Bakal of Filipik Bisura. And therefore Rabbi Yeshua is Matthew on problemin without any problems. But Rabbi Gamliel held that Svegas are Asim and Atara. And if so, according to him, Suffolk Mamzer Bigby Surah's Usser, and also Suffolk Amoni's Usser Bigby Surah, and he didn't want to agree until Rabbi Yeshua told him, hey, call the parish me Ruba Parish. So it's Mamish Lishitaso, Rabbi Yeshua Lishitaso, that he holds that the Miyud has to be molded to the Rove, and he holds the Miyud has to be molded to the Rove, because he holds like the Rambam, that Svegas are Mutter Menat Torah, and Memel if you have a Rove, it's Midin Vadai, and if it's Mutter is Vadai, that means that the Miyud has to be molded to the Rove, and if the Miyud has to be molded to the Rove, and it's B'tar Rov, it's B'tar Zvadai, and that means they all that Sfegas are Mutter Min HaTorah. That's why immediately he was Madu this Geramoni Lava Bikal. And with this we can say in Inyan Nechman V'Charif, Well, we can be medakdik b'chol ha-maisa, that's told us in the Gemara. That the same day that we had this whole dispute between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel. Then came Rabbi Yehuda Ger, then came Yehuda Ger Amoni, and he asked the Shaila. So why dafka b'yoyim hazeh did this maisa happen? Why dafka when there's this big tumult in the Beis Medrash did this whole story of the Ger Amoni happen? The answer is that they're interconnected. Everybody knew that everybody was a Safek Amoni. There were no Vade Amonis. That's public knowledge. That Sennacher was Mevalbel the Umos. The only way you're going to be Matir him is Amoni Vadai below Amoni Safek. Like by Mamzer. We darshan Mamzer Vadai below Mamzer Safek. And we'd be Dorchai Tzikbi Sura. And if Tzikbi Sura, then Safek Mamzer Bikbi Sura Zasir. So to Safek Amoni, Bikbi Sura Zasir. But if you say like Shita Sarambam, that Sfekas are Mutter. So Safek Mamzer is going to be Mutter, even Bikbi Sura, like we said, and Safek Amoni also. So according to this, we can say that until now, Yehuda Ger Amoni was afraid to ask a Shaila. So they should be Matrim Lava Bakal, because all Amoni is only a Safek. And maybe we're holding in the Svar that Sfek is a Rasim and a Torah, and they're going to ask him Lava Bakal. Not going to be able to marry in. Because Sfegas are Usser, Sfegas are Usser, Minatora, then Safek Mamzer, then Safek Mamzer is going to be Usser. If you hold that Sfek is our Usser Minat Torah, then a Safek Mamzer is going to be Usser. And so then a Safek Safek Mamzer Bikbi Sura is going to be Usser. And so too a Safek Amoni, if it's Ikbi Sura, is going to be Usser. So he didn't want to ask the Shaila, because maybe Sfek is a Rasser Minat Torah. And yes, we're Matir a Safek Mamzer. That's only if not Ikbi Sura. But Ikbi Sura, we're in trouble. If it's a Safek Mamzer, and certainly if it's a Safek Amoni. But when he saw what happened that day, Rabbi Yeshua held originally that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. And then the Rav followed Rabbi Gamliel. And then Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind to Rabbi Gamliel. And he said he had Tfilas Arvis is a Chova. And that's because he yelled that the Miut has to agree to the Rav. If the Miut has to be agreed to the Rav, that means Rav is Medin Vaday. If Rav is Medin Vaday, that means we follow the Rambam, the Tzveke Doraisa Lechumra, the Tzveke Doraisa Menat Torah, is Lekula. Because according to the Rambam, anyway, Sfek is our mutter. What do you need to mean? What do you need the din of follow the Rov? The answer is follow the Rov, because Rov is Medin Vadai. And that's the way Rabbi Yeshua held. That's why he had to agree to Rabbi Gamliel. So this Ger Amoni saw, hey, the Miut is Mevatel its Das. So Bobi Yomi saw the Miut is Mevatel its Das to the Rov. That must mean that Sfek is the Raisa Menat Torah is Lekula. And that Rov is Betor its Vadai. That's the limit of that you follow the Rov. Because anyway, it's mutter out Suffolk. So what do you need the lima that you follow the Rov? To tell you that you follow the Rov Midin Vadai. So Yehuda Ger Amoni said, now this is a good time to ask. They're going to be Matir Mi Lava Bakal. Because Sfek is Mutter Menat Torah. That means a suffik mamzer is mutter, even if he could be Yisura. And then also a suffik amoni is going to be mutter, even if he could be Yisura. And therefore, dachak v'nechans beis medrash. And he said, this is a perfect time. Is it mutter for me, lava v'kol or aser? And Yeshua said, right away you're mutter. Because he held sfegas are mutter. So suffik amoni is mutter even big b'yisura. Exactly like the ger was thinking, he was thinking. Rav Gamliel said, no, because he held that sfegas are aser min haTorah. So it's correct that suffik amoni is mutter min haTorah. Like a suffik mamzer. Maybe you can compare the two. But it's ikbe yisura. And ikbe yisura, even a suffik mamzer is asur min haTorah. And certainly a suffik amoni. So Rabbi Gamliel said it didn't help. And then Rabbi Yeshua said to him, no! Even if you hold like you hold, that suffik is asur ikbe yisura, call the parish meruba parish. The last dain sarach about Barishesh said it's mutter, it's pashtet, it's mutter. And Baron Levin says, Ve'in yakar al derech apilpul v'achidud. And this is mamish precious. According to the Galitzianature path of pilpul and sharpness. And in a drash he gave in Shabbos Shuva, in the very tumultuous year of 1913, he was marich even more in the sugya to explain it differently. And one more nakuda. Even though we're mati or suffik mamzer, but bin rabbanan is aser. Maila asu biyuchsin. We're especially machmir when it comes to yana yichus. The teretz is that either Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold maila asu biyuchsin, aser de rabbanan, or maybe that's why I said call the parish miru parish, and that makes him mutter even the rabbanan. And this is very sweet al derech hapilpul v'achidud. And this should be an Ilui Neshama for the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Baron Levin, of Beis Din and Rav of Risha. And we should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to learn a lot more of his Torah. Lilmod ulilamed lishmor velasos ulekayim is called Dibrei Salmo Torasu bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.